This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. When it comes to terror attacks, no news is good news.
They want to terrorize us, but as Americans, we refuse to live in fear. Yes, we face a determined foe, and make no mistake, they will keep trying to hit us again. But as we're showing again this weekend, we remain vigilant. We're doing everything in our power to protect our people.
10 years since 9/11 and no successful terrorist attack on American soil. Is it finally time to breathe a sigh of relief? We felt safe before the towers fell. Is it okay to feel safe now? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, September 12th. John Hockenberry is out today. He'll come back later this week. Let's get right to the top of the news this morning. President Obama will send his nearly $450 billion jobs bill to Capitol Hill today. The White House plans to call for state and local governments to receive some $50 billion for transportation projects, $35 billion for school, police, and fire department payrolls, and another $15 billion to refurbish foreclosed homes and businesses. However, that plan has to get through a very politically divided Congress. That's not news to anybody. Congress could reject the measure entirely or choose to pass only a few pieces of the legislation. The 9/11 memorial opens to public this morning in New York. It follows a somber weekend around the country as Americans marked 10 years since the terrorist attacks of September 11th. President Obama said the date will be remembered by generations to come.
They'll see the names of the fallen on bridges and statues, at gardens and schools, and they will know that nothing can break the will of a truly united States of America.
The president was joined at the World Trade Center site by former President George W. Bush and former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Meanwhile, investigators say three men handcuffed and questioned after a Frontier Airlines flight posed no real security threat. Crew members on the flight from Denver said the men were spending, quote, an extraordinarily long time in the bathroom. That plane landed safely in Detroit after the pilot requested a military escort. And while threats of a terrorist attack went unrealized over the weekend, at least 77 American soldiers were wounded when a truck bomb went off in Afghanistan. It happened outside a combat outpost in western Wardak province. NATO says a protective barrier absorbed most of the force of the blast, but as many as 100 nearby shops were damaged. In Libya, son of fugitive leader Muammar Gaddafi has fled to neighboring Niger. Saadi Gaddafi arrived in the country with a caravan of nine other vehicles. He now becomes the highest-ranking member of the Gaddafi regime to publicly flee the country. Back here at home, firefighters say they're making progress on that massive wildfire in Texas. The fire has destroyed more than 1,500 homes and burned some 50 square miles, marking one of the most destructive fires in modern history. And a couple of notes from the world of sports this morning. Australia's Samantha Stosur beat Serena Williams to capture the women's U.S. Open title. The men will play their final tonight. And the roller. Meanwhile, in late Sunday football action, the New York Jets came from behind to beat the Dallas Cowboys with a last-minute field goal. Final score, 27-24. And if you didn't stay up for the game, now you're wishing you had, right? Okay, let's get a check of the markets. The roller coaster ride will most likely continue. Questions are emerging over both the integrity of French banks and Germany's willingness to help Greece avoid defaulting on its debts. And that's sending many markets into a nosedive. Asian and European markets are down. Futures are way down. The Dow will start at 10,992, the S&P at 1,154, the NASDAQ at 2467. Marriage rates have declined for just about everyone across the country, but mostly for African Americans. We're going to talk to a guest later who points the finger at people like Tyler Perry and Steve Harvey as the reason behind that decline. And we're also going to look at the contentious issue of voter IDs being required for voting. Does it actually prevent voter fraud, or does it actually prevent people from going to the polls? That's later this hour First, though, 10 years after 9/11, did we spend our money on anti-terrorism strategies? Was it spent well?
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.